Parshas Acharei Mois Kedoshim Tovshin Pei Gimel Acharei Mois Shnei B'nei Aaron. The Mogen Avram in Simin Tov Reish Chof Aleph in Hilchas Yom Kippur, he brings from the Zohar in Parshas Acharei Mois that says in the Zohar, this is brought in the Mogen Avram, Kol Mishem Etztair Al Mises B'nei Aaron Oy Moirid Mois Alein Moichen Loi Avei Noisov Ubonov Einom Mesim B'chayev. V'chein Kosovo Arizal in the Sefer HaKavonis. So I saw the Mefarshim Shtel on this Morgan Avram. What does it mean? This segula of someone that's mitzar on Mises B'nei Aaron is a dafka on Yom Kippur. That's what the Shalah, the Prima Godim is mashma. Or Bechlal, it's a whole year. Or maybe on Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the day of Shmini Lamiluim, the Diyartzeit of B'nei Aaron. Or maybe there's an Indian dafka during the week of Parshas Acharei Mois. To be mitzar on Mises B'nei Aaron, to be moirid mois aleihem. Klapi ma advarim amurim, in the past few weeks, there was a bechina, so many mishpachis of siblings, brothers, sisters, from mishpachis of Klal Yisrael. It's loy bechinam, it's a pella, that time and again, b'nei, siblings, brothers, sisters, siblings are taken away. And someone that's mitzayir on that, someone that's moirid mois on that, should be mechilas avoinos, it should be bonavein emesim b'chayov, and the ikar it should be that there should be a kirva of achim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is being meramis to us that in the inyan of achdus and kirva, that we should all be margish taka, that we're brothers. That's the inyan of moirid demois on Mises b'nei Aaron. Now, the gufa inyan for the sugi of achri mois shnei b'nei Aaron, there's a stira in the psukim, exactly what was the chait. There's common different makairis in chazal and also in the psukim. There's an interesting bal haturim in the pasuk in Parsha Shmini, when it says "Vateitzi Eish Milafnei Hashem Vatoichal Oisam," it says Oisam with a vav. The vav is extra. It could sometimes Oisam is chaser vav. Over there, it says a vav. It's a remes for the shisha dvarim, and he spells them out: the Eish Zora, Hoyro Bifnei Rabam, which is a Gemara in Erev in Daf Samach Gimel. Shtuya Yayin Nichnasu LeMikdash. That also the Gemara says. That's why he mentions the Parsha of Shtuya Yayin afterwards. Another place it says, Bonim loy hayu lahem. A fifth Makara, Gemara Sanhedrin, Daphne Beis, is Nosnu Einehem Biparnosois. And a sixth thing is Loy Notlu Eitza. The Emes is other Sforim bring on different list of Cheshboinus Belakoponim. That's the Bala Turim's list of the Oisam, the Vav. Interesting, it says, Eish Zora, the Chido. He writes that Eish Zora is a Rosh Tevis for the Remes of the different Inyonim that they did. Aleph is Eish Zora. Shin, Shtuye Yayin. Zayin is Zera, that they will osku bepuravu, bonim lehoyulem. Reish, rochutz, yodayim v'raglayim. And hey is a hoyra b'fnei rabom. So again, time and again, there's different makairis and different ramazim, what their avera was. But there's a pshat that all of it has to do with a certain, there's a dover meshutif to all these things, that they were looking for a madrega beyond where they were able to. It says already, vayiru esalikei Yisrael, that already then it was nigzar, that there was supposed to be this gezera. Also, according to other Makairis, it's really an oinish for Aaron, for Cheta Egel, that Yishalim Shnayim L'Reyehu, the Medrash says that it was an oinish for Aaron, but Cheta Egel also, according to many of them, Farshim, is an inyan that they were looking for a higher Madrega. Also, being Nichnas to the Mikdash, Shtuye Yayin, is to beget a Madreganis Gova beyond what they were able to. But the mistake is, no, is Kitoivim Doidecha Miyayin. The Svasema says, Doidecha is the etzem tzivoy of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's more important than yayin, than going after shtuya yayin nechitzel mikdash, to do something beyond, to get to the tam, beyond the level that you're holding. But on the other hand, that's the emes the madrega that they got. It says, Achrei mois shnei b'nei Aaron b'karvosim lefnei Hashem v'yamusu. It's brought down. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh talks about how that the b'nei Aaron reached such a high level. But it's also brought down from Rav Shamshon Ashtrapolya. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu was bothered. Why weren't Nadav and Avihu taken alive? Like Chanoich and Eliyahu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer to them was, no, over here they were even on a higher Madrega than Chanoich and Eliyahu. Bekarvosam lefnei Hashem. They got to such a high level, such a level of Kirvas Hashem, that it was Vayamusu, that it had to be that the only way to get to such a level is Taka Vayamusu. It's another interesting pshat. There's a medrash, it says in the pasuk in Eiyov, in Eiyov, kapitel lamed zayin, af lezois yecherad libi v'yater mimkoimoi, yecherad libi al misas shnei b'nei Aaron. So why is there a yecherad libi dafka? Why is Eiyov yecherad libi dafka al misas shnei b'nei Aaron? So there's a pshat. The Gemara says, among the many reasons and things that happened to the Mises B'nai Aaron, the receiver for it, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Beis, Ukvar hoye Moshe v'Aaron mahalchen baderech, v'Nodav v'Aviyu mahalchen achreim, omerle Nodav le'Aviyu. And this is what Nodav says. Eimasa yamusu shnei zekeinim alolu v'ani v'atan aneges hador. Omerle hemakodesh baruch hu nira mi koivaris mi, we'll see who buries who. Now it's fascinating because in this chait it's Nodav telling it to Aviyu. So one would have thought that maybe only Nodav deserves the einish. Aviyu was shosak, Aviyu was quiet. And he's being punished for not making a macha. Nodav is the one that said it. Mosa yamusu shnei zekeinim alolu v'ani v'atan aneges hador. And that's the message to Eov. We know the Gemara says in Soita that there were three Yoyitzim for Paroi. Bilam gave the Eitzah, Yisroi was Barach, and Eiv was Shosak. And Eiv is punished. Eiv could have said, maybe I don't deserve a punishment, I was Shosik. No. Af lezois yecher ad libay al misas shnei b'nei Aaron. Since we see that both b'nei Aaron died, that even Avihu, who didn't say it, he was Shosak, that was a message to Eiv that sometimes a person has to take a stand and not be Shosik when something is going on. Now this is a hakdama to the parsha of Yom Kippur, Avodas Yom HaKippurim. It's loy b'chinam that the pasuk says as a hakdama, Achari Moish Shnei B'nei Aaron. And then we have the idea of the Kohen Gadol, Nichnas to the Kodesh Kadoshim. The pasuk says, Al Yavoi B'chol Eis El HaKodesh. Al Yavoi B'chol Eis El HaKodesh. The Kodesh Kadoshim. There's a Meir Tekevart. I saw this brought down from Rabbi Shloima Hyman, who said it over from Rabbi Chaim Oizer, who said it over from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And he says like this, the Gemara Darshans, Yekarahim Mipninim. Yekarahim Mipninim Mikoyin Godol Shenichnas Lefnai Velefnim. Yekarahim Mipninim. So he says like this, he says, the Adam, the helix, the person, the holiest person in Klal Yisrael is the Koyin Godol. That's Mipchinas Adam. And Mipchinas Zman, the Yoim HaKodesh Anoira of Yom Kippur is the holiest day. And the Mokoyim, Mipchinas Mokoyim, the holiest place is the Kodesh Kadoshim. So still so far, you have the Odom HaYoyser Kodesh. B'Mokoyim HaYoyser Kodesh. B'Zman HaYoyser Kodesh. The Kohen Gadol, Shenichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim, on Yom Kippur. And nevertheless, Yikorahim Mipninim. Yikorahim Mipninim, the Torah, a Yid, sitting by a stand, learning a Blat Gemara, Yikorahim Mipninim. Yikorahim Mipninim. They say over, I think it was with Rav Sholem Shvadron, that someone, he said over that, why did Chazal darshan Yikorahim Mipninim, that it's going on Mipninim, Yikoyin Godl, Shenichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim. Let it be going on a Pnina, that the Torah Kipshuta is saying that a Torah is more Yoker than Pninim. So he said, Vaistoris, because a Pnina is, whatever expensive it is, it's not even a Bar Hochi, it's not even a Bar Plukta, it's not even a Vort, a Chiddish, a Knech, to say, oh, the Torah is more Yoker than Pninim. You have to talk about something of Ruchnius, Kohen Gadol, Nichnas, Lefnai V'Lefnim, and Doch, the Torah is more than that, that's already a message. But that the Torah is more than Pninim, no. So someone went over to him and said, B'mechila, I think, I don't know if you realize what a Pnina could be, what a Yahalom could be, what a diamond can be, that sometimes it's very expensive. And he answered back, he said, B'mechila, I think his B'cholzis don't know what it means, a Blat Gemara. The Hainu, that the Yekorim a Pninim Kipshuti, that it's more than a Pnina, that's his upgrade. The Chiddush is that no, that it's beyond. Now, we know that the Torah is saying that the Kohen Gadol goes in Yom HaKippurim, but he has to go, and it's not like Mises Shnei B'nei Aaron. He has to go not Shtu Yayayin, he has to go with the Kovid Roish, and that's the process that the Pasuk is comparing the two things. Now, there's a fascinating diak. The Rambam, in Hilchas Bias Mikdosh, Perak Aleph, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Keshem she'osr l'koyin l'hikonis l'mikdosh m'pnei ha'shichrus, kach osr l'chol odom, bein koyin, bein Yisrael, l'hoyrois kishuhu shosui. The Rambam says the same way a koyin can't go into the Beis HaMikdash shosui, k'moikin a chocham that's giving hoyroah can't go in shosui. But there's a moira de kediak. It says kishem. What is kishem? Azoy vi. Just like the koyin can't go into mikdash, also a hoyroah can't be b'shichrus. L'chayra, giving hayra b'shichrus is a separate halacha. It belongs in Hilchis Talmud Torah. It belongs in Hilchis hayra of... What is it doing in Hilchis Beis HaMikdash? Shtei to adiyak. When a Talmud Chochem is learning, when a person is learning about Gemara, and beprat, when a Talmud Chochem is giving a hayra, when he's giving a hayra, so he's a bechin of Beis HaMikdash. We said already, yikarahim p'ninim. It's more yoker than p'ninim. If it's more yoker than p'ninim, so he's a shtik Beis HaMikdash. Kishem, azoyve, you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash shosui, so you can't give hayra when you're shosui. Not so much because the hayra will be a mistake. The matzav of giving the hayra is you're a shtik Beis HaMikdash, it's nichnas l'mikdash. The same, kishem, that you're not nichnas to the mikdash tamei, kemoike in kach, osu l'chol adam Yisrael, to give a hayra when he's shosui. Now, one last message we have over here from Yom Kippur, we have the Shnei Seirim, Echad Lashem, Echad Lazazel, is a Moira de Kazach. They're the same, they're Shovim, Begil, Begoidel, Bemare. Now, one goes to the left and one goes to the right. They were starting off, the starting point was exactly the same, but a small difference, a stia, a small krechts that you go instead of the right, you go to the left. It's kechitzim biyad gibor ken bnei anu urim. You have it's a meiridik musar haskel. You end up, you can be thrown off a tzuk and go and fall to the tahoim to be'er shachas, or you could mamish be kodesh kadoshim lashem. The difference could be kechut hasayra, like we spoke over the, we just went through Pesach, the chiluk between chametz and matzah. The mem is the same, the tzadi is the same, and even the ches and the hay is only kechut hasayra. Who had in Shchita, Bein HaTorah, Bein HaTomah, we had in the previous parashas, is Bein Nishchat Chetzil and Nishchat Ruba. The difference is a Mashu. But that Mashu could sometimes be, have long and resounding effects. So everyone has to realize, Keseder, it says in this parasha also, V'chai Behem, that whenever, in every single Shlav, in every single Hachlot, in every single decision, in every single Nekuda of Nevoides Hashem, to realize what the stakes are, that even a small thing could make a big difference, and we should be zoicha taka to get clarity and to be zoicha to yikari mipninim, to be zoicha to kirvas Hashem.